This hour is brought to you by EOC Audio. They make today's home technology simple. Check them out at EOCAudio.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Adam Silver wanted to hear the word, I apologize, or in your mind, you said I didn't mean to cause any harm. Were you apologizing or did you not apologize?
I didn't mean to cause any harm. I'm not the one that made the documentary.
You are the person who is promoting it, and now you can see what that action has wrought.
Still doesn't get it. Nope. Still doesn't seem to understand it. And then last night, there was a group of protesters / Kyrie Irving supporters who were outside of Barclays Center, who were part of the Black Israelite movement. And you don't have to go far to do your research, whether it is via the Anti-Defamation League's website or via the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that tracks hate groups, to know what you're dealing with here. Last night, Jaylen Brown retweeted a video of them outside Barclays Center that just said energy. And then shortly thereafter, about 4 hours later, when faced with criticism for the retweet, Jaylen Brown said, I was not aware of what specific group that was outside of Barclays Center tonight. I was celebrating the unification of our people, welcoming the return of Kyrie to the court. First glance, I thought it was a known fraternity, the Omega Psi Phi's showing support. So that's what he said. He thought it was the Q's.
Okay.
Well, then today at Shoot Around, he was asked about it, and he further clarified.
I didn't have my reading glasses on. I didn't know who that group was, but my instincts when I first saw that video is that I come from a community torn every day by systemic representation of systemic representations and imageries of violence in our community. So when I saw that video, it struck a chord just for different reasons. You know, I saw a large group of people from our community showing support for him and his return. So me being proud of that support and being proud of our community, you know, for doing that, does not mean I endorse or celebrate some of the things that were being done or being said. Like in my community, you know, we just lost one of our icons and one of my neighborhood heroes in Takeoff from issues that I think stem from representations of, you know, violence in our communities. So my instincts when I saw that was, I didn't notice which group it was. I just noticed the support, and that's what I commented on. And I reemphasize, I don't think that, you know, everything that is said or being done is something that I endorse or represent. But in the future, you know, when I'm a father, I'm not yet. I would like, you know, my son or daughter to see more representations of people of color, brown people and black people standing together on issues, rather than seeing, you know, images of violence in our media, in our music, in our movies that we don't entirely promote or profit from. You know, those are my thoughts.
What the hell are you talking about?
These are some convoluted thoughts.
What kind of idiotic word salad is that to excuse the fact that you were saying good things about a hate group? Just know that you're wrong. Say, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I screwed up.
That's all you have to do, and that's all Kyrie had to do. All you have to do, like, even if your excuse is, I thought those were the cues, man. And
I didn't have my reading glasses on. I didn't know.
Come on. This is and the BHI teachings. It doesn't take much research here. The BHI teachings are in large part based on the tract that was produced out of Tsarist Russia called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion that underpins so many of these anti-Semitic movements in one way or another. The Black Hebrew Israelites believe they are the actual members of the 12 tribes of Israel. They interpret the Bible in a way that says their population will be spread across the globe. And they've reassigned these identities of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like the tribe of Judah is American blacks. My tribe, the Levites, are now the Haitians. The tribe of Benjamin.
Wait, you're Haitian?
I am. According to them, I'm Haitian because I'm a Levite.
Oh.
I can trace my name back through generations.
To Haiti.
Apparently, according to this, I'm from Haiti. Because that's when the diaspora began there. There's a lot more of this extremist ideology that is explicitly hateful and directed back toward the Jewish community, which they believe is illegitimate.
One of my things that I really wish, and I think social media has played a little bit of a role in this. Everyone who is punished is not a political prisoner. And sometimes we tend to treat people as if they're political prisoners. That's what's going on here. Like, what I think probably started off as flippantly saying free Britney or free Kyrie.
Or I said free Javante earlier.
Free Javante. Yeah. I think there are people who misinterpret that. Like, this isn't Bobby Sills. Like I'm getting really tired of the deification of people who have not earned it.
When someone who is facing consequences for something they say is then put on a level with Stephen Biko.
Or Brittany Griner.
Right.
An actual political prisoner. It's so upsetting. And Jaylen Brown's supposed to be one of these guys that knows. Clearly, he understands that there are a lot of issues that are affecting the black community in America, but he hasn't figured it out yet. And so he ends up convoluting the conversation with other things that are serious and do deserve conversation about the black community and how it can be better. The problem is for everyone, like intersectionality, the idea of presenting oneself and being about it, saying you're about it, being pro-black as a black man, as a black athlete, and then finding ways to make sure that doesn't make you anti other people. It can be done. It can absolutely be done without you stepping on other people and trying to put yourself ahead of. And that's what I mean. Like, this is Kyrie Irving has been there are pockets in which it is dangerous where Kyrie Irving has been elevated as if, I mean, we dealt with the dude from New York who was talking about, oh, he's a free thinker. He's
like a WFAN. Yeah. He's just sort of a harmless free spirit.
He's not a serious person. And I get that he occasionally throws a big word out there. He is not a serious person. He is not worthy of your deification. And I really wish that people would stop doing this. Like this isn't people fighting for their freedom of speech in the 80s and 90s in hip hop. This isn't that. These are people that are trying to do harm and not seeing that they're trying to do harm and supporting it because maybe you think that the criticism is tinged with anti-black sentiment. And I know that there are cases when that does feel like it's the case. This isn't it. He's not the guy. He's not the guy that you should be willing to die on that hill for. His position is not one that's defensible. And you shouldn't put yourself in the spotlight for this, for this stuff that is clearly filled with all sorts of anti-Semitic thoughts, feelings, agendas in history.
And it's more than that, that many leaders of this group do preach that that only true descendants of the 12 tribes, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Indians, as they say, will be allowed into heaven. They teach homophobic, transphobic stuff. They refer to the LGBTQ community as demonic and not loved by God. And the specific anti-Semitic beliefs of this group, and this is the group that Isaiah Thomas is championing too. Isaiah Thomas was in full support, as was Jalen Brown.
But
they say the Jews have no right to Israel. They say the Jews Jews enslaved blacks to steal their identity, and the Jews are satanic imposters. Those are the people that you say, oh, I did my reading glasses.
You're casting in with
those
people.
I thought they were fraternity. No, that if you, those just know before you say, and if you screwed up, just say you screwed up.
That's look, not all of us can be as well rounded and as smart as we believe we are. I get that. People are gonna make mistakes. It's nothing. A sincere I'm sorry helps a lot of things. And that's it. Hey, I got this wrong. I thought those were the cues. Those wasn't the cues. I'm not down with what those people say. I got that wrong. I'm sorry. That's it. That's all you got to do.
So easy. And I might have missed the 847 says you guys missed a dog whistle in that Jalen Brown comment. He said media that we don't necessarily profit from. Well, that's right in lockstep.
Yeah.
With Kanye and Kyrie.
Yep.
Lockstep.
On who's controlling the media.
If he said that, if that presumption is control of the media for nefarious satanic reasons to dominate the international banking industry, that's all based from the same tract, this same piece that came out of Tsarist Russia that was promoted in this country by Henry Ford, mm-hmm. who spent a lot of money making sure that thing was printed up and distributed. And is still infecting discourse today. Still.
Dan, I'm just so tired. And I know that you are too. And I know that how this is affecting you and your community. I'm so tired of people that they want the adoration of deification. They don't want the responsibility of it. Do you want all the people to love you for your thoughts and your ideas? That means that you have to be open to the idea that you might get some stuff wrong. And we just, for some reason, we live in this place now where people can't just say, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. It's not that hard of a thing. There's always some explanation. There's always some sort of, well, I'm not wrong because of A, you're wrong. Just say you're wrong and then hopefully understand why you're wrong and then make amends. But unless there is actual introspection, the apologies are worthless. And this, as you said, word salad that we're hearing from Jalen Brown is just, it's really disappointing. But wasn't Jalen Brown, wasn't he, is it? If I get this wrong, I'll apologize to Jalen Brown, but wasn't he one of the people that was a client of Donda Sports?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
That's too many coincidences for me. Too many. And one would think that after that, and after what he had to do to explain divorcing himself from Donda Sports, that maybe... Here's an idea, Jalen. Put down your phone for a little while. If this doesn't represent you, speak on the things that do represent you.
Here's Jalen Brown's reasoning as to why he left the Kanye West company, right? The representation. Here's the quote. What would happen if I stayed? I work hard to be able to have a platform, and I have and use it to be a voice for the voiceless. So to potentially, maybe, have to sacrifice that platform, I don't think that would be the right decision. So I had to do what we have to do. Close quote. I mean, fully transparent there in his intentions. He left because he wanted to protect his image and not for the reasons why you believe someone should leave that company.
Correct. And I'm okay with you being honest about self-preservation, if that's who you are. But then don't act like you are somehow like above it. All of it's whack, man. Like, it's just so disappointing and whack.
Yeah, it would be nice if the league could get their arms around this a little bit before.
Yeah, you were saying that you were disappointed with the league.
Yeah, just that with as all this was going on, I just think whether through the Players Association or however they need to do it, just say, hey, know what these movements are, know what they represent, know all of this insane claptrap that they've created that has made people. It has convinced people in some of this stuff that it's they could do a little better. It's not on the ADL to educate the NBA, and it shouldn't be. And Jonathan Greenblatt and those of the ADL have been made themselves available. What do you need? What can we do to help educate? But if it's every time, it's there's always something more. There's always that undercurrent. We're getting on the text line right now. Where's the lie? They're right. Stop vilifying Jaylen Brown. He's right. He just can't say it. No.
It's not right.
Nope. That sucks. It just it's not getting any better. And then Kyrie Irving is going to check boxes and he's going to say what he thinks needs to be said. All right. Well, and it's hard enough to watch Bulls basketball. Hard enough. When we come back, there was an incident. If you were watching on Saturday, an incident on the SEC Network studio show that made for some compelling television, to say the least. We don't know exactly what happened, but we'll lay it out for you and play it for you next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
You want to set this up? I want to make sure because I want to get all the players in this drama correct.
So there's a round table going on the SEC network, and it looks like they're having a really good time. It's Takeo Spikes and Benjamin Watson,
Chris Doering, and Peter Burns.
Peter Burns is the guy that you're going to hear making a joke. Like, they're all making jokes of Benjamin Watson's outfit. I think he's got a little bit of pastel. I thought he looked good, personally. I thought his suit game was real strong, especially since I think that's in Charlotte. So it's not like, I think the SEC Network is out of Charlotte. So it's not even like it's a winter thing where he's out of phase because he's in a cold weather city. So they were talking about his outfit, and then things took a turn.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
Send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
That's not the one she sent me.
Commercial
break.
15-6. Live TV.
Oh, man, on the Welcome back to the Farm Rich Halftime Report. Just you and I here, Takeo. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep your wife's name out of his mouth?
Huh?
we'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth in the second half, but Gators do not get much going in the first half.
So they went to commercial break, and Benjamin Watson and Peter Burns were not there when the segment restarted. And then Benjamin made his way back to the set, and then he was asked the question about whether Peter Burns' smart mouth was taken care of. Peter Burns has since put up a tweet that does have a little bit of a hostage video feel to it, where he's smiling like a big old Al Jolson smile. And Benjamin Watson is not smiling at all.
No.
And the caption is hashtag friendship.
Hashtag you got slapped is probably more like it.
That's what it seems like. But so in my mind, here's what happened. In my fan fiction of this, this feels like a grab you in your collar moment. Maybe not an actual slap or a punch, but...
Well, you never... Slap or a punch is always a bad idea because that's a crime.
Right. Like, can I talk to you for a minute? And then, when they got away from everyone, grabbed up in his collar by a very... Benjamin Watson's, what, 6'7"? Like, he's a giant man. Like, he's not just, like, a big guy. Like, I want to say he's 6'7", or played at, like, 6'7", 285 or something like that.
Tight end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels more like a, let me talk to you for a second, brother.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to.
Until you got on the stage with Chappelle. Anyway, that's what I think happened here. I feel like this is what we like to call a correction. Like, you just let him understand that he went too far. And you had to grab him, you had to yoke him up a little bit and grab him in his collar.
What Dusty used to say, jack him up.
No, I mean, if you jack him up, then, I mean, maybe that's...
In baseball.
Just kind of...
means, you know...
Just kind of... Because I think of, like, the police jacking people up.
No, I think it's like the... It's not a full code red, I don't think. When Dusty used to refer to veterans jacking somebody up.
And then, of course, when I was a kid, jacking people up meant something totally different out on the dance floor. It's a very different thing. You know, you're out here listening to Frankie Knuckles and a different type of deal. Anywhoozle, I don't know what happened, but I imagine that that's what happened. Like, because I feel like had he been punched or slapped by Benjamin Watson, they couldn't have... taking that picture together without us actually seeing the remnants.
Oh, we would have seen something swollen or something with like a butterfly closure on there.
Right, because right? Benjamin Watts is a giant. His hand probably covers that guy's entire face. I hope that it was just one of those moments where now Peter knows that he was out of line.
Yeah, you're probably better off not out of pocket.
Yeah, right? he stepped over a line, and maybe he got told to not do that anymore.
Then we come back ahead of transition. I have an NFL stat.
Grab you right here.
An NFL stat that might explain your feelings about a certain team, that might justify why you felt a certain way about a certain team this year in the NFL.
Oh, I thought we were doing the thing. I mean, I guess we could do both. Simpsons.
Oh, well, I thought we'd come back with that.
All right, that's cool.
I mean,
all right, we'll do that as the USA takes a 1-0 lead.
Oh, cool! They scored. They got it past the Wales goalie.
I believe that they scored
number 21.
It's a nice play,
and people are excited.
Yeah, they should be. Well, that's different.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Open wide for some soccer!
The Continental Soccer Association is coming to Springfield. It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties, you bet.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taken us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Barriaga, Aruglia, and Pizzozza.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs. Woohoo! This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on Earth, Mexico or Portugal.
all-time classic, as we are in that period of the sporting calendar when we pretend we're interested in soccer because the rest of the world is interested in soccer.
That's you. I am interested in soccer.
It's all right.
There are a lot. And like I said, the Battle of Chicago is tomorrow at 10.
That is Mexico versus Poland. And the winner owns Chicago.
The winner gets Chicago.
Now, if you think that you've been watching a Vikings team that has looked a lot worse than what its record says it was, and somewhere Bill Parcells is listening, the man who is quoted as saying, "You are what your record says you are." Well, this, according to a Twitter user named Jeff Kerr, the Vikings have the lowest point differential through 10 games in NFL history by any team that is 8-2 or better. Their point differential is a total of -2. They are the only team in NFL history with a negative point differential, having a record of 8-2 or better through 10 games.
Now, look, you got blown out yesterday, so that doesn't help.
Well, that's the point.
But it's part of the reason that people don't trust the Vikings.
And their quarterback can't win a big game.
Well,
that's the big reason.
Yeah, all of it. You kind of don't trust them. You're like, how have they done this? And then you start looking and going, well, the division's really bad. There's that part of it. I don't trust them. Dak looked great yesterday. Mm-hmm. He made a sideline throw that was as beautiful as Fields's yesterday. And I've been trying to tell you about Tony Pollard, man. I know Ezekiel got his touches and everything.
I think Zeke got obsoleted.
But Tony Pollard, man, that guy can do a lot of fun stuff.
Also, Brett Maher walked onto that field, hit a 60-yard field goal that should never have been attempted because it was never communicated that they were reviewing the previous play that set that up, the catch by CeeDee Lamb on the sideline.
So, that was a really, like, beautiful – we've seen some awesome, like, sideline stuff from guys.
Well,
lately.
That was nice. He getting his hand under it, like, at the last minute.
Catching it and
there.
Then cradle yep. and falling so with the toe tap.
Wide receiver play is out of this world.
There's a – who did the – it was a – oh, God, who was it last night that did the toe tap? It was Mike Williams on the sidelines last night. And you're thinking, there's a guy that's too big to be out here doing toe taps. And he was.
So Maher makes the 60-yarder. And then the whistle's blowing, like, oh, no, we hadn't reviewed the other play yet. You shouldn't have run that play. There may not even be another. So they figure out, yes, it was complete. Now they line up again, and he hits it again, but with even more room to spare and even more down the middle. That was badass.
This texter says the winner of the match tomorrow gets Archer Avenue, not the whole city. All right.
Okay.
That's fair enough. The winner of Mexico-Poland tomorrow gets Archer. I agree to your terms, sir.
Bears Monday continues next with the Parkins and Spiegel Show on The Score.